Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England retained the Ashes in far from ideal circumstances on the final day of the third test at Old Trafford. Just 20.3 overs were possible as the forecast rain arrived shortly after lunch and the match was called off a little after 4:30 local time. England had limped to 37 for 3 after Australia declared on their overnight total of 172 for 7, setting a victory target of 332. The draw leaves England 2-0 up with only two matches still to play and is enough for them to retain the famous urn. Following the mauling that they handed down to Australia at Lords, they would have hoped to have done so in a more emphatic manner, but instead they crept away, having been largely outplayed by the tourists. Last night, South Africa beat Sri Lanka by 22 runs in the second 2020 international in Hambantota to move into an unassailable 2-0 series lead with one game still to play. In another relatively low-scoring match, South Africa posted 145 for 6 before Sri Lanka could only reach 123 for 7 in reply. JP Duminy followed on from his match-winning heroics in the opening match by hitting 30, and David Miller struck 36 before their efforts were backed up by a brace of wickets apiece from Lwabo Sosobe and Morne Morkel. The two sides at the bottom of the ICC Intercontinental Cup standings, Canada and the United Arab Emirates, drew their four-day game in King City, despite Canada's Jeremy Gordon taking a hat-trick. After the opening day was lost to rain, a result always looked unlikely, and after being bowled out for just 116 in their first innings in which Gordon took his hat-trick, UAE rallied to close on 207 for 4 after Canada had declared on 369 for 6.